Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning. It is so good to see you. It is really great to be back among you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, and we bless your holy name. We praise you as according to your word, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. You are our wisdom, our courage and strength, righteousness and holiness, joy and peace, our Lord and our God, our hope and our salvation. Dear Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your abiding love and guiding word. The psalmist say in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp on my feet and a light to my path. So we come before you this morning, Lord, and ask that you make the light of your word to shine upon us, that we may know and walk and delight in it. Show us the path of life, that we may enjoy your blessing of the fullness of joy in your presence and of the pleasures at your right hand forevermore. We pray this in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The book of James, written in the first century to Jewish believers,
雅各書在第一世紀大約是主後大概45到50年是寫給猶太的基督徒。It
addressed not much the gospel itself. It did not focus on how one can be saved.
其中針對如何得救的福音敘述並不多。But
as a believer, how a person can apply the saving grace in daily practice so to live out his faith.
主要是以基督徒谈论如何活出, 信仰, 将救恩落实在应用在每天的生活当中。
It is somewhat like the book of Proverbs.
就好像箴言一样。
It gives us a code of conduct, so to speak, and offers us guidance in terms of religion, faith and wisdom.
雅各書將一些行為規範, 供給我們有關宗教, 信仰, 還有智慧方面的引導。
In James 2:23 we read, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God.
雅各書2章23節, 亞伯拉罕因信神就算他為義。
Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, also cited the same Old Testament verses.
使徒保罗在罗马书第四章也同样的引用了旧约创世纪十五章第六节这节经文,
which is found on Genesis 15:6, by the way. And today, as a person realizes his own sinfulness, of his need for God, for God's forgiveness and saving grace,
今天当一个人明白自己的罪, 知道自己需要神的恩典, 跟与救赎之后,
and puts his faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and trusts in him for righteousness,
相信耶稣基督为我们牺牲他自己, 并愿靠他使我们得称为义,
immediately, this person is justified and declared righteous in the sight of God. This is what commonly known as justification by faith, and is an essential fundamental truth in Christian belief.
因信称义是基督教信仰的, 一个极重要的基要真理。
I have in the past come across a video that shows a dog that prays.
我曾经在一个 video 看到 一只狗，它在祷告。
Every time when the owner calls him for meal,
每一次它的主人叫它来吃饭，
it will always pray first.
它一定会两个就会祷告。
Until the owner says Amen, and then he would, the dog will start eating.
那一直到它的主人说 Amen, 它才会开始吃它的东西。
Now, does that mean that dog does pray?
这算是这一只狗知道怎么样祷告吗？
Or is the dog just praying the prayer?
还是说这个狗只是为祷告而祷告？
Possibly not, right? Because dogs probably don't know anything about eternity.
可能不是，因为这只狗不可能了解永恒的事情。
And certainly, the dog does not know anything about God.
更确实的知道这个狗根本不明白上帝的事。
It is interesting to know that humans of all races have the concept of God.
有趣的是，我们世人都有这个神这个观念。
Because God has made everything beautiful in its time. And he has put eternity into man's heart.
因为神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
It is no wonder that, as recorded in Acts 16, Paul and Silas were put in jail.
使徒行传第十六章记载，保罗跟希拉被下在监里。
And by midnight, after a great earthquake,shook the prison doors open.
半夜的时候，地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。监牢的门也立刻打开。
And every prisoner's handcuffs were loosed.
所有的囚犯他们的那个锁链全部都断开了。
Something amazing happened.
有一些奇妙的事情发生了。
Paul and Silas' jailer trembled with fear and fell down before Paul and Silas.
禁足他们在保罗的面前战战兢兢的。
He asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
这个禁足说，两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
What must I do to be saved?
我当怎样行才可以得救？
Justification by faith is such a crucial point for us in that it deals with an issue of eternal significance, our salvation.
因信称义之所以为基督教信仰的基要真理，因为它所处理的是有关救赎的重要观念。
Before we were saved through faith, by the grace of God, we were dead in trespasses and sins.
在我们本乎恩，因着信得救以先，我们都是死在过犯之中的。
We are separated from Christ, we are alienated from the kingdom of God, and strangers to the covenant of promise.
那时我们与基督无关，在神国以色列以外，在所应许之诸约之上的局外人。
Having no hope and without God in the world.
并且活在世上是没有指望没有神的。
But we all know God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life.
我们都知道神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子钉在十字架上，就是要拯救我们。
But even after a believer received the Christ, we often fail to distinguish the difference between saved by faith because of good works and saved by faith with good works.
但身为基督徒后，我们往往不太能分辨靠好行为与 有好行为的差别。
Sometimes this is maybe because we have heavy guilt, self-guilt, accusing us.
也许有的时候是因为我们自己里面的内疚，在 condemn 我们。
Sometimes it is just pride.
有的时候是因为自己的骄傲。
Yes, I can do it.
会认为自己可以做一切。
I can do it.
我可以做一切。
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, says Romans 3:10.
如经上所说的，没有义人，连一个也没有。
Isaiah 64:6, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteousness acts our righteous acts are like filthy rags.We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
我们所有的义都所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。以赛亚书六十四章第六节。
God saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy.By the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
神救了我们，并不是因我们自己的所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
It is important to remember that no good deeds can bring about salvation.
要紧的是，我们任何人都无法靠自己的行为来自救。
Nor is it necessarily a sign of faith.
行为也不能代表一个信心的多寡。
For example, there are works without faith, and there are faith without works.
就好像没有信心的行为。
Works without faith tend to lead us to hypocrisy.
没有信心的行为能造成一个假冒为善的人。
Because that person is professing beliefs, feelings, or virtues that one does not hold or possess.
这好像就说一个法利赛人，他守了许多的这些规矩、属灵的术语、宗教仪式、照本宣章的祷告。
There's a miracle in process.The interpreter is ahead of me. I'll interpret what she said. The Pharisees were full of good deeds, spiritual talk, religious rituals, and prayer based on traditions. But when John the Baptist saw many of the Pharisees and even the Sadducees,coming for baptism.
但是约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗。
He said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
你们要结出果子来。悔改的心相称。
The Pharisees were hypocrites who performed works without faith.
法利赛人是假冒为善的人，因为他们所做的虽多，却不过是没有信心的行为。
On the other hand, faith without work tends to trap one into self-deceit.
相对的，没有行为的信心往往使人陷入在自我欺哄。
So James 1:22 says, But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
只是你们要行道，不要单单的听道，自己欺哄自己。
When we have faith but without works, we are deceiving ourselves.
如果我们只有行为，没有信心，是自己欺哄自己。
Because we think. We are faithful.
因为我们自以为自己是有啊、是有信心的。
Someone gave example. For example, if someone cry out fire.
如果有一个人他喊啊、失火的。
And if you heard it without any reaction.
如果你听到你没有马上去行动。
That's probably because you don't believe it is true.
因为你相信那个不是真的。
And if I tell you about a story of fire and about our friend, you heard it, but you won't panic. Because it's not happening to you.So as sad as the situation may be, it will not really affect you. It's only knowledge, it's only information. So it is important, again, to remember our faith must embrace the reality of God's saving grace.For us, on a personal basis.
所以我们信必须是与神的救恩相连结，也必须是属我们个人的信仰。
Faith can only be made perfect by works.
信心要因着行为才可以成全。
If you have the Bible, you can turn to James 2:21 through 24. I'll read.
如果你有圣经的话，打开雅各书二章二十一节到二十四节，我来念。
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness.And he was called a friend of God. You see, that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是以他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神。这就算为他的义，他又称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。
Sometimes we read scriptures, we will be very selective. If I want to prove that men are justified by works, then I just read verse 24, the first half.
我们常常会用自己的思想模式来选择。圣经的重点，所以如果我光是靠着行为，我就会念二十四章。
二十四节。
的
前半段。And if I want to make the other point, I point out to the latter half of this verse that we are not by faith.Alone, we're justified not by faith alone.
我们如果是只是靠着信的，如果是我们靠着信的话，我们就会写另外的一半。
Of course, the key word here is alone, 不是单因着信。But despite that, we can examine this issue scientifically. Abraham believed the Lord.And he counted it to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信神，就算他为义。
And this is appeared in Genesis 15:6, also in Romans chapter 4 and Hebrews 11:17.
这一段经文在创世纪十五章第六节、罗马书第四章，还有希伯来书十一章十七节都提到这一句话。
And more than 10 years later.God said to Abraham in Genesis 17:11, You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you.
大约十年多后，神要亚伯拉罕受割礼作为立约的凭据。
It will be another 10 to 15 years when Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
大约再多啊，在十到十五年之后，亚伯拉罕又献以撒为燔祭。
So if you do a quick calculation, the time period between Genesis 15:6 and 22:1-12 is about 30 years.
如果大概你算一下，从创世纪十五章第六节一直到二十二章第一节到十二节，中间大概有三十年左右。
So after God counted Abraham as righteousness,
在被神算为义是三十年之后。
30 years ago, Abraham's action of offering Isaac as a burnt offering is a sign of his true faith.
三十年之前，亚伯拉罕他被指示要献以撒，他就经过三十年之前，他已经被称为义了。
The offering of sacrifice completes his faith in God and proves that God was right when he counted Abraham to be righteous.
献以撒为祭成了亚伯拉罕信心的记号，也应验了神当初称亚伯拉罕为义是完全正确的。
For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from work is dead.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
We are saved by faith alone, but not by a faith that is alone, since faith is never in fact alone.
我们唯独靠信心得救，但不能单凭信心的宣告。
Works of faith are the outward sign of our faith.
我们的作为就是我们信心的外在凭据。
Faith is not merely a mental assent.
信心不只是知识上的认同。
It involves a trust in God, the giving over of ourselves to Him.
更要信赖神，交托于神。
A complete believing and acceptance of His saving grace.
并且完全相信接受神救赎的恩典。
So I remember I heard in the past they say the distance between heaven and hell is only a foot.
我曾听说就是天堂跟地狱就是只有一个脚步。
一尺。 A foot. Our heartAnd our brain, our head.
我们的心跟我们的头脑之间。
Knowledge of God and faith in God.
对神的信仰跟真实的信心。
Whenever the faith, the professed faith, become an end itself, it is no faith at all.
单单宣称有信心，不是真的信心。
Faith.Is made perfect by works.
信心因着行为才能成全。
Works without faith or faith without works have grave adverse consequences.
行为没有信心，信心没有行为，是有这个 consequence，
严重的后果，
也有后果。
我们看another miracle in progress. We see today in the society,
我们看见今天的这个社会的问题。
There are unholiness.
是一个不圣洁的。
We are unwise.
我们没有智慧。
We are unconscionable.
我们没有这个良知。
We are unconscious.
我们昏昧。
Why unholy? Because we are conformed to the world and not separated apart from the world.
我们不圣洁，是像如经上所说的，不要爱，就是不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And because we are not holy, because we are not different from the world.
因为我们不圣洁，因为我们与这个世界没有分别。
We lack the power of influence.
我们失去了这个能力影响这个世界。
We are commanded to be the salt and light of this world.
我们要成为光和盐。
But we haven't done that.
但是我们没有能力做这些。
We also become unwise.
我们又没有智慧。
Because, first of all, we lack the knowledge of the truth.
因为我们没有真理的知识在里面。
And a lot of times, people are not in love with reading the Bible.
因为我们没有胃口读神的话语。
But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And also, in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百零五节，他说：“你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。”
Now, well, unwise in terms of godly wisdom, but we are wise in our own eyes. We are self-righteous. We are prideful.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
And because of that, we are in a general state of confusion. All in the name of diversity, respect, openness, and love.
我们若说与神相交，却仍行在黑暗里，就是说谎话，不行真。
Yes, the scripture says, if we say we have fellowship with him, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. That's why we see a lot of problems. For example, we see homosexuality.
所以我们看到许多的问题，像同性恋。
It emphasizes individualism. It says everything is personal. Leave me alone.
我们看到人很多的自我，想自己想做什么就做什么。
If you turn to Isaiah 14, you'll read, you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
就好像以赛亚书十四章十三节，他说：“我们心里常常说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在众神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。”
The word "I" was used 5 times.
这个我要讲了五次。
Also, we see the issue of same-sex marriage.
我们也看到同性结婚。
They say, "But we love each other. We are faithful to each other."
但他们说我们彼此相爱。
But in Galatians 5:17, God says, "For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do."
就像加拉太书第五章第十九节
十七节
讲了， 因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，这两个是彼此相抵的，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
In Galatians 5:19 says, the works of the flesh are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality.
像加拉太书五章十九节讲到许多情欲的事，就好像奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
And we also have the issue of abortion.
我们也看到有许多堕胎的案子。
Abortion is not a choice.
堕胎不是一个选择。
It's a matter of life and death for the unborn.
是一个生命，是一个扼杀未出生生命的一个事。
So, we are unholy, we are unwise.
所以我们不圣洁，我们没有智慧。
And we are unconscionable.
我们也没有良知。
First Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2 says, Now the Spirit expressly say that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared.
提摩太前书第四章第一节到第二节，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被铁烙惯的一般。
So when our behaviors are not guided by conscience, we become unrestrained, unprincipled.Unjust and even unreasonable.
如果我们的良知没有被引导，被圣灵引导，我们就会没有节制，我们就会没有原则，我们就会不公义，甚至就是没有不讲道理。
We are unholy, we are unwise, we are unconscionable.And sometimes we're even unconscious.
我们不圣洁，我们没有智慧，没有良知。然而，我们就容易昏昧无知。
So when we are lukewarm in our faith,
如果我们在信心上不冷不热
we need to be awakened.
我们需要觉醒。
If we lack the courage or ability to call or to know what's right and what's wrong, again, we need a revival.
如果我们没有勇气，没有能力来知道善恶。
Ephesians 5:14 says, Awake, O sleeper,And arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
所以在以弗所书第五章十四节，主说：“你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。”
If we do not know God yet, according to the Bible, we are dead in trespasses.
如果我们没有
如果我们还没有信主，我们就是死在过犯罪恶当中。But even for those of us who are believers,
甚至这样，我们信主的人
，we need to wake up.
我们需要觉醒。
Okay, it's not good enough.
Okay 是不够的。
We need to be the salt and light. We need to seek excellence.
我们需要尽到完全，我们要向光做光做盐。
Faith without works is dead.
没有信心，没有行为的信心是死的。
The faith, true faith, is a living, active, mighty thing.
真正的信心是活泼，是有能力的。
And the Bible also says, We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
圣经明明地告诉我们，我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，是要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Created in Jesus Christ for good works.
我们被创造是要行出好行为来。
Created in Jesus Christ for good works. 在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。And it is impossible for it not to be good works incessantly.
真的信心的也必然会持续不断的行善。
By God's grace and through genuine faith, we are declared righteous before God.
靠着神的恩典，我们借着真的信心，在神面前得以称义。
Even though we are not saved by works,
虽然我们不靠行为得救,
by genuine works we demonstrate our faith before man.
借着行为，我们得以将信心在见证人，在人的面前见证神。
There is a story,
有一个故事,
about a young boy. A beggar boy on the street come across a well-dressed gentleman.
他是一个像叫化子，在街市上游荡。
And he come across a gentleman.
他就来到一个人的老人身边。
And he said, "Please, would you please give me $10?"
他就跟这个老先生一求啊，给我施舍他十块钱。
Please have mercy, $10.
他说老先生行行好，给我十块钱。
So he keeps badgering this old man.
他跟在这个老先生左右，一直求这个老先生给他十块钱。
Please, $10.
十块钱。
Please, $10.
请你给我施舍我十块钱。
The old man turned around and said, "Follow me."
这个老先生回头看看他，说你跟着我来。
So the boy followed him.
这个小男孩就跟着这个老先生。
For a while.
走了一阵子。
And when the old man reached his home, he turned around.
等这个老先生到了家以后，他回头一看。
The boy was nowhere to be found.
这个小男孩已经走了。
You see, the boy, after following the old man for a while, please, $10, only $10.
这个小男孩一直跟在这个老先生后面，他所求的就是那个十块钱。
But he did not get the $10.
他没有得到这个十块钱。
He only said, "Follow me."
这个老先生只跟他讲说，你跟着我。
So after a while, the boy said, "I'm no fool."
这个小男孩心里在想说，给我十块钱他都没给，他不傻的，他就走了。
So he decided
to
beg for the $10 from other people.
他就转到别人身上去，要去求那个十块钱。
But the truth is,
但真实的是,
the old man has decided,
但是这个老先生他其实他决定,
this is a fine young man,
他看这个男孩子长得还蛮好的,
who needs help,
他需要帮助,
I can adopt him as my son.
他这个老先生心里在想，我要来领养这个孩子。
What I can do is give him a hot bath first.
所以他想把他带回家去，先给他这个孩子洗个热水澡。
And then I'll take him out and buy him some new clothes.
然后我要带他去买一些新衣服。
Some good shoes.
鞋子。
And I'll set up one room just for him.
我要帮他准备一个好的房间。
But where did he go?
但是他跑到哪去了呢？
Our faith.
我们的信心。
Cannot be like the boys.
我们的信心不能像这个小男孩。
We must, number one, persist in our faith.
我们一定要有一个
坚持。
坚持我们的信心。
And we also.
我们也需要。
Have to really believe that gentleman is going to help me.
我们要相信，就像这个老先生会帮助我们。
Because if you don't really believe,
如果你不相信
，after a while,
过一阵子
，you will give up.
你就会放弃了。
If you don't really believe Jesus Christ will have mighty power in your life,
如果你不能真正相信。主耶稣的能力可以是大的。
If you don't believe, you are really saved by faith.
如果你不能真正相信是靠着信心得救。
If you don't really believe God's saving grace.
你如果不能真正明白神的恩的救恩。
You may know them.
你也许知道。
Just as many would know about Jesus,
就好像我们都知道耶稣
but we don't really know him.
但是我们不能真正的明白主。
Knowing something about Jesus is different from knowing Jesus.
你明白耶稣，跟你真正知道、真正了解上耶稣是不一样的。
We must establish a personal relationship with our Lord.
我们需要花功夫去跟神建立关系。
And that actually is the first step of our faith.
这实际上就是我们信心的第一步。
Let us pray.
祷告。
主，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你的恩典，谢谢你在创世以前你就拣选我们，谢谢你爱我们，而且你爱我们就爱到底。你爱我们，甚至于爱到这个地步，你差遣你自己的独生子来到这个世界上，为我们舍身流血，为我们埋葬，也为我们复活。我们感谢赞美你，哦主啊，感谢赞美你，你是我们天上的阿爸父。我们也感谢赞美你，借着圣灵的保惠师来做我们随时的帮助。主啊，求你加添我们信心，让我每天能够在信心里面行走，每天在你自己圣洁的光中行走。主，我们感谢赞美你，做我们随时的帮助，让我们真的是在我们日常的生活里面活出我们的信心来。哦主啊，也因为我们愿意顺服在你面前，活出真正的信心，主你自己要从天上倾倒那属天的祝福。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，愿意一切的荣耀也都归给你。 God, we give you thanks, for you are good God. You are mighty and powerful, and you are all wise, you are holy. Oh Lord, we give you thanks, for you are the truth, you are the way,You are life, and there's no other good apart from you. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We pray that you will continue to bless all of us here, that we may know you, that we may seek your face, and not just seeking your hands. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.